that it was from carrying and lying on this not at all heavy cross, the first thing that went through my mind was, that cross is too hard. I want to put some padding on it tomorrow. You might see where this is going. How ridiculous. I was supposed to be acting like Jesus. Yet here I am complaining about a couple of bruises. And here I am wanting to pad the cross of Christ. Making it softer. Making it easier. And these thoughts, they stopped me in my tracks. If I want to make the cross of Christ softer and easier in this short-term acting role, how am I going to get on in the real world of following Jesus? My mind went to the ways in which I'd try to put padding around the hard things of what it means to follow Jesus. In Luke chapter 9, this is what is recorded for us. Once when Jesus was praying in private, and his disciples were with him, he asked them, "Who do the crowds say I am?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others that one of the prophets of long ago has come back to life." "But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say I am?" Peter answered, "God's Messiah." Jesus strictly warned them not to tell this to anyone, and he said, "The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and he must be killed and on the third day be raised to life." Then he said to them all, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me." Taking up his cross was not easy for Jesus. There was no padding. Last night at the service of the shadows, we heard about the agony, the betrayal, accusation, denial, injustice, mockery, and death that Jesus experienced leading up to and whilst on the cross. And we've also sung a little bit about that this morning. And to be a people set on following Jesus according to Jesus himself, it means taking up our cross, meaning being willing to count the cost of following Jesus, even when it's uncomfortable and we get bruises and bumps and accidentally hit by the hammer when the soldiers are not nailing me, and even worse. And so when I come to take some flack for believing the stuff I do, I need to remember this is part of cross-bearing. It's part of following Jesus. And when I'm tempted to talk about others in a way that's not kind, I need to remember that cross-bearing means denying my selfish preferences because of Jesus. And Easter Life, my idea to put some padding on the cross makes me wonder about how I like to pad up the cross Jesus asks me to bear. How do I try to soften or lessen the difficulty in doing what God wants? Here are some four wonderings I have for me and possibly for us. I realize if I keep myself busy enough, I won't have time to slow down and actually be with God and listen to God. This would be padding over or making easier Jesus' call to know him and to listen to him. If I'm not listening, then I won't hear, will I? And I won't have to obey. That would make bearing my cross easier. But really, I think this view actually says something about how I view God, or how the temptation of how God may be viewed. God doesn't force himself on us or ask us to do the impossible, but walks with us, leads us, empowers us, invites us, dares us. But it's not a heavy, burdensome thing. He wants us to be still and hear him. No padding the cross. No padding my time to be still and listen. If I close myself off from others, I shut off a significant way God speaks and grows me. Am I open to input from others? Am I open to correction? Am I open to encouragement and acts of service from others? Am I really open? If not, if I'm not open to these things, this would be padding over or making easier Jesus' call to community. For then I could be independent. I can avoid hard things like people knowing the real me. I can avoid having the humility needed to learn. I can remain in control. I suggest a Jesus-centered life is the opposite of these things. No padding the cross. No padding community life. A third wondering about how we might try to pad the cross of Jesus, that Jesus asks us to carry. Like keeping parts of my life out of bounds for the grace of God to touch. Keeping parts of my life out of bounds for the grace of God to touch. Am I willing to give up things I do that aren't pleasing to God? Perhaps the best, most pleasing response that we can ever have to what Jesus has done on the cross for us is to ask to be made more like Jesus. Surely this is the response God desires in us, though he'd love us the same if we did shut off some parts of our lives to him. No padding the cross. No padding the messier, or no padding of the keeping the messier parts of our lives hidden. I can avoid I can avoid people who are different from me. Or I can treat people poorly with my attitude, words and actions. This would be padding over or making easier Jesus' call to love others, wouldn't it? To treat people different to me with respect and seek to understand their point of view. I think that's a temptation for a lot of people. If we pad over Jesus' call to love each person, then it can be easier to avoid people who are different from us or treat them poorly. No padding the cross. No padding my interactions with people different from me. The cross of Christ is not an easy thing to bear. But with God's grace, it is very possible. Let's conclude with the reading of Jesus' prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane, just before he was arrested and executed. Jesus knew the difficulty of dying on a cross was coming, and yet he says these words, the words of Jesus. My Father, if there is any way, please get me out of this. But please, not what I want. I will do whatever you want. And so may God in his gracious ways loosen the padding that we place on the cross he calls us to bear. If you want to know this incredible Jesus who gave up his life for each person for all time, if you want to know that Jesus more, then I invite you to come in a moment and take some bread and some juice from the communion table. And then take it back to your seat. And when you've talked with God and feel ready to eat and to drink, to remember Jesus. Remember Jesus' life and death. Remember his challenge to take up our cross and follow him. And receive from Jesus afresh today courage, grace, and strength to live for him. Let's pray and then Please come and remember Jesus. Jesus, there was nothing easy at all about you coming to earth, living as a human, experiencing the pain and the emotions and everything else that goes along with being human. There was nothing easy about that. And we haven't even come to your unjust trial or suffering or torture or execution. There is nothing easy about that. And this morning, yeah, we want to really focus in, Jesus, on you and what you have done for us, that we may know you and be in a good relationship with you. Because of what you've done, may our response truly be one of awe, that we may be willing to say, Jesus, help us to be more like you. Help us to be aware of the things that we pad the cross that you ask us to bear. And in your gracious ways, in your gentle ways, lead us and guide us, that we may follow you with more and more fullness. We thank you that you are with us in that. And so we remember you saying to your friends around the table in the night before you were betrayed, take this bread. It is like my body. It is broken for you. Eat it and remember me. And we remember you saying to your friends, take this cup of wine or juice is like my blood. It will be poured out for the forgiveness of sin. And so we do that this morning, God. We remember you, Jesus. Please meet with us in this time, that we may live for you and receive from you what we need. Amen.